This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It's always laughable to me when propagandists invoke the word science to say that their views have a monopoly consensus, because we don't even really have a functioning scientific dialogue in our society today. And those who claim to have a monopoly on science are the biggest propagandists and biggest liars in the media, like Neil deGrasse Tyson or Bill Nye or even Al Gore, Elon Musk, you know, Bill Gates and so on. President Obama, for that matter. They all say that the science is settled, and yet it isn't settled, and their science is bogus. And just as a great example of that, Bill Nye has been changing his science about genetics and transgenderism. Back in the 1990s, Bill Nye, the science guy, said that gender is determined by chromosomes, XX and XY chromosomes. Today, 20 years later, he says, no, gender is determined by a choice, by a feeling, by an emotion, not genetics. So on Netflix, they had to go back and edit out the genetics part of his series from the 1990s. So if Bill Nye is the science guy, and if his science is always correct, then why did it change in just 20 years? Did the laws of science change in 20 years? Did genetics change in 20 years? Was physics revolutionized to the point where the laws that we thought were true in the 1990s have been broken in terms of gender expression chromosomes now, just 20 years later? No, of course not. The laws of science and genetics have not changed. What has changed is Bill Nye's opinion, Bill Nye's interpretation. And why is that? It's because he's human, just like everybody else, and he doesn't have any special access to a monopoly of divine truth. And what he's saying today could be just as subject to change as what he said 20 years ago. You know, what all of these science totalitarians have forgotten, especially Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is a science tyrant, what they've all forgotten is to be humble. They've forgotten that Mother Nature is more wise and more complex and has more technology than any human mind can ever grasp or even hope to replicate. You know, humility is lost in the sciences today. They have forgotten to be willing to listen to dissenting points of view or contradictory data that might go against their current belief system. They've forgotten that science is a process of discovery. And in the process of discovery, you always learn new things. And if you ever get to a point in so-called science where you think you know everything, then you're not a scientist anymore. You're a dogmatist. You are a cultist. And that's what Neil Tyson and Bill Nye and all of these other so-called scientists, this is what they have become. Scientism cultists. They're actually working in the cult of scientism, you might call it. They are not engaged in real scientific processes anymore. They have abandoned that in order to promote their dogma, their propaganda. And on issues like vaccines, this is where you get the most insane propaganda of all. This is where scientists, so-called scientists, who are promoting vaccines, this is where they abandon every rule of science. They abandon the rules of evidence and discovery. They abandon all common sense, all of their training and education, and they just become dogmatists. The high priest of the vaccine cult, and you must bow down to the obedience of the vaccine cult, or you too will be called anti-science. And this is also true with climate change. So Neil deGrasse Tyson and others like that, they say, well, people who disagree with us don't believe in science. Oh, really? Well, then you don't believe in chemistry, because carbon dioxide is part of the photosynthesis process that all plants require, or at least green chlorophyll plants, require to survive. And if you take away carbon dioxide, you kill all life on the planet, except maybe anaerobic microbes could still survive. But you kill plants, you kill animals, you kill humans. The planet becomes a dead planet without CO2. So you can't be a scientist if you're at war with carbon. We are carbon-based life forms. Almost everything that matters in terms of supporting life is made out of carbon, including all the molecules in hemp, you know, THC and CBD, different cannabinoids. They're all made out of carbon. Vitamin C is made out of carbon. The anti-cancer nutrients in your herbs are made out of carbon. The nutrients in essential oils are made out of carbon. Everything that matters in terms of supporting health from food or medicine or herbs is made out of carbon. Neil deGrasse Tyson hates carbon, and which means he doesn't understand the basics of chemistry. He probably doesn't even know what a carbon chain is. I guess he just erased that whole part of education. Well, he's not even a chemist. That's not his background. I think he's an astrophysicist, if I'm not mistaken. He probably doesn't even know how to count the number of double bonds in a carbon-based molecule. He doesn't know. And yet, he's out there espousing the destruction of carbon dioxide as a way to save the planet? No, it would murder the planet. You see, these people are science totalitarians, and they're dangerous because they don't know what they're talking about. They have no idea. And if you're wondering, well, how do you know that I know what I'm talking about? I'm confirming the entire history of chemistry. The entire history of chemistry and botany. Go look at any chemistry book. All of the plant-based molecules that matter are all carbon-based molecules. Where do they get the carbon? You don't have to take my word for it. Ask any botanist. Ask any chemist. Ask them, where do plants get carbon? Really, seriously, go to your local university, find a chemist, find any scientist, find any botanist, and ask them, where do plants get the carbon that they use to make the molecules that keep them alive or that serve as nutrients and medicine? They will tell you, if they know anything, oh, well, that comes from carbon dioxide. I mean, where else do plants get the carbon from? They don't magically make it. It's not like a magic wand, like the way Bill Nye thinks men turn into women by waving a magic wand over their genitals. No, plants don't magically create carbon. They get it from the air. Where did you think it came from? You know, where does vitamin C come from in an orange? Do you think there's a vitamin C fairy that just runs around injecting oranges with vitamin C? No, the tree gets the carbon out of the air, combines it with hydrogen, combines it with oxygen, and it can get both of those things out of the water, by the way, and plus there's oxygen in the air, about 20% in atmosphere as well. They can get all of these things out of air or water. They tear them apart. They disassemble the molecules, and they reassemble them through chemistry to create vitamin C, or to create cannabinoids, or to create THC, or to create curcumin in turmeric root, or to create anti-cancer nutrients. Seriously, people, where did you think the carbon came from? How do you think plants build leaves? How do you think they make stems and seeds? These are all carbon-based systems. They're getting the carbon out of the atmosphere. And yet, I'm willing to bet Neil deGrasse Tyson doesn't even know that. He would get an F in high school science. Because these people are science morons, and they're totalitarians, and they insist that they know everything, when in truth, they know next to nothing about real science, real chemistry, carbon dioxide, botany, plant chemistry, you know, all of these things that really matter when we're talking about CO2. So don't listen to the science totalitarians. Listen to those who respect Mother Nature and who know that Mother Nature is more wise and more resourceful and more intelligent than not just any one man or woman, but any civilization based on mankind. We humans can't even come close to approaching the wisdom of Mother Nature. And Mother Nature tells us that plants need carbon dioxide. If we had higher carbon dioxide, we would have more trees, more forest, more food, more plants. That's the truth. It's a truth that it's reflected throughout nature. You don't have to believe me. Just go out into nature. Look at what's out there. It's all made out of carbon, people. It's all carbon. Carbon-based life. That's what our planet is known for. Water and carbon. That's what Earth is. It's a giant water planet with carbon-based life. Carbon's everywhere. If you reject carbon, you reject life. It's unreal that people don't know this yet. In any case, I hope you're learning as you listen to these Health Rangers Science podcasts. Hope you find them interesting. You can hear more of them at healthrangerscience.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.